Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate. This is a remix from last night's total disaster, but we got hammered hard. Unbelievable. And Robert's totally hooked in on cable. He got taken out. We got taken out here. At the ranch, we have three different lines. They've been taken out, so there's a little bit of a cyber war going on, and obviously they don't like this message getting out. So the snow's been falling up here in Trout Lake. I've been on a snow plow most of the morning and shoveling snow. I love doing that because the snow doesn't have an attitude. It doesn't argue. It just gets out of your way, especially when you have a tractor. So anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to cover a lot of interesting events coming up. And we'll see if we can get this together here this time. We had some severe technical problems last time, but I wanted to get some of this information out of the way. It's about the election and the other things going on. There's so much disinformation and misinformation out there. You might as well unplug your TV and throw it out in the snow, basically. Forget about the mainstream news and the fake checkers, you know, in Pursuit of Truth and probably the X-22 report and Dave Junta and, you know, Jesse and Tucker are doing a pretty good job now. They kind of fell back, but they'll give you most of the truth now. Jesse's really coming out on Fox News. But, you know, it's better just to stick to Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and General Flynn. They seem to be right on top of things. And I like what General Flynn said. He said the truth will always come out. And in these times, there's no other way of doing that. There's a lot of other alternative media out there, too many to talk about. But, you know, eventually we're going to see all roads lead to China and the global elite in a grand plan to take down America. And this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. It's an American thing, and it's all about freedom. So it's socialism and communism versus a free republic. This is not conspiracy. When you do the research, this is fact. So that's just the way it is. The extreme election fraud with the absentee ballots printed by China in the millions, massive spikes after polls closed where these ballots were inserted, and the Dominion voting machine nightmare, you know, where the fix was in, you know, it's all coming to the surface right now, you know. And how can you put 100 votes through the machine for Biden and then 100 votes through the machine for Trump, and then it comes out 124 votes for Biden and 76 votes for Trump? Obviously, these machines are fixed. You know, they have a setup in there where votes are given a certain percentage, not a vote, and not a, you know, not 100%. It'll be a 70% maybe on Biden. I mean, 124 on Biden and 75% on Trump. So that's how they did it. That's how they fixed it. And that's all coming out. They have all the forensics on that. They know exactly how they did it and what happened, plus the inserting all the Chinese ballots and, you know, in the millions, you know. But it's insane. But we really need to find out how many politicians, mostly Democrats, are heavily invested in the Dominion, you know, system, or receive kickbacks and bribes, you know, in the millions, basically. And one of the latest revelations, you know, was Barr received $12 million from Dominion, and he said he saw no evidence of fraud. Of course there isn't. There's a major vested interest there, conflict of interest. So the masks are all coming down, and people's true nature and motives will be revealed, and the truth will surface. You know, you never know about this. This could have been a sting operation, and maybe Barr accepted the $12 million as part of the sting operation. I don't know. I don't know how this is going down. We won't know until, you know, everything, all the cards are on the table. The lockdowns, they're killing America, which is exactly what they're, you know, it's exactly what they're designed to do. The virus was an orchestrated attack from the global elite in China designed to cripple and collapse the economy. Most of the main characters, experts, you know, involved in making billions at the expense of Americans are all being revealed and exposed. You know, they had patents on the viruses, the tests, you know, and now the vaccines up to 5 years in advance of the outbreak. Gates and Fauci, they're roommates in college, and and they've had all of these patents. So, you know, it went from them to China and then released there, which is, I think when this all comes out, you're going to see a lot of these people are going to have a lot of explaining to do, and they'll probably be doing it in orange suits. Anyway, France, England, and other countries are having a total revolution right now, chanting, you know, shove the vaccine up your arse, and no more masks, no more lockdowns, and America is not far behind. And we should be up front, but these other countries are actually really taking this to heart. Now, the COVID relief bill is a prime example. You know, we're sending billions to other countries. Gender studies in Pakistan, you know, the Egyptian military who are going to buy their arms from Russia, you know, the Palestinian economic aid, the closed Kennedy Center, and Sri Lanka boat repair. Come on, you know, $115 million for wild horse and burrow program. You know, you see these things and you go, well, that's nice. I love horses and burros, you know. You know, love the donkeys, you know, it's like, but, you know, the money never does get, you know, get to the burros and the donkeys, unfortunately. They got so many fingers in the pie that it goes great, you know. So anyway, but, you know, there's people starving that can't pay rent, you know, they're closing their businesses and everything. And to top it off, they're spending millions on walking the lizards on treadmills, you know, spraying cat urine on rats, you know. There's even studies where hot tubs, you know, relieve stress and whether or not we'll eat bugs in place of meat. I mean, it's, you know, millions and millions of dollars are going out to just ridiculous things. And, you know, the people should just be totally enraged about this, because this COVID relief program has nothing to do with really helping the people. It's all about lining the pocket, you know, of the politicians. And it's just insane. And it's part of the process. It has to happen. So I always say on a positive note, don't worry about this. You know, it's all going to go away. You know, may take a little longer than desired, but, you know, what is happening is not frequency specific to a much larger picture, much bigger picture, you know, the awakening of liberation of planetary Earth, you know. And so basically the higher dimensional beings are overseeing all of this. And in the big picture, it'll be short-lived, you know, in their time, you know, but might be a little longer than we expect. But as we said before, the bribes, the corruption, the deceptions, and lies will all come to the surface. No rock should be left unturned. And the apocalypse is the great uncovering. And we're in that right now. UFOs are making the news with massive sightings worldwide. Italy has had some amazing flyovers of some very large ships. Israeli officials are spilling the beans, saying both they and the U.S. have had contact and shared bases on Mars and the moon. And they didn't say that, but according to them, Trump is fully aware of it. And here's a news flash. Ask yourselves why the ships are filmed following Air Force One. You know, this is Fox News footage. You know, this isn't somebody with a Polaroid, you know, faking it, basically. So disclosures coming from the skies, it can't be stopped, and it's been going on for a long, long time. So anyway, our contact is, we've had contact. Those who are awake have had contact. Anybody who does research into ancient civilizations knows they're part of our ancestors, and this is just something we need to finally just get around to accepting. And I do believe that Trump's probably going to blow the lid off this, you know, definitely, I would say within the next year. It's going to have to, because disclosure is coming from the skies. So anyway, what I want to do is bring up the questions. Luckily we wrote down all the questions so we can redo these questions for the broadcast. And so we're going to have my lovely assistant Myra here read some of the questions, and I'll do the best I can to answer them.
All right. Marie wants to know about which star family wears the long white robes they came to visit her.
Ikaya. Yeah, we looked into that. The being that came to you was named Ikaya, and it's actually a fifth dimensional, like an ascended master. And you can't really separate the ascended masters from the higher dimensional beings from the extraterrestrials, basically, because it's all about frequency and it's about dimensions. And they all have their ships. And so when you get into the higher dimensions, they have their Merkabas, their light ships that are pure consciousness and energy. Some of the ships are light ships, and their light beings are on the light ships. Some of the ships are energy ships with energy beings on them, and some are less dense physical with beings that are less dense physical. And there are the physical ships, and we have our own ships as well. That we've been back engineering. So, you know, that message coming from Alpha Centauri is kind of funny. Now there's that soft disclosure. We've been going back and forth to Alpha Centauri for quite some time, and it's civilized there. They have a civilization there. All right, next question.
Monica would like to know, when you see a ship in the sky and want to be able to receive answers, how should you access your ability to telepathically contact.
Yeah. The best way, you've got to realize these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, amazing beings. And so we have to rise to the occasion. And when you focus on love and joy and bliss, and you raise your frequencies and send that to them, they get it with the intention of having contact or communicating. And so it's best to like get into a meditative state and just really go within and send that intention out, you know, to have contact. And they will, you know, connect back with you. They're extremely sensitive beings. Doesn't matter if they're, you know, thousands of light years away. Thought is instantaneous. It travels instantly. And you can contact them anywhere, anytime.
CJ asked, can our higher selves be ETs that are guiding and directing our lives through an energetic and telepathic connection?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, on that one. Now, this is hard to wrap your head around, but when you move up in the dimensions, time is different. And what could be, you know, a year here could be 1,000 years there or 10,000 years. Some of these beings live, you know, 1,200 years, some are eternal. It's hard for us to wrap our heads around this, that everything is happening at once. And in the spirit world, you can go forward or backward in time. One of your DNA lines, when that opens, you'll be able to see forward or backward in time. You'll be able to see all of your past lives and even future lives as well. But that's the weird thing on that level, it's all happening now. It's happening at once. So this is really hard to explain in words on this level, but the best way I can say it is that we are multidimensional beings, and we exist on a vibrational continuum. And there's other aspects of ourselves living these very spiritual and technologically advanced lives, and whole civilizations of these beings, and they're the greater family of man. And although some we have a direct lineage with or connections with, and it really doesn't matter, because the more you evolve, the more you realize identity doesn't really matter. So the more you connect to identity, the harder it is to grasp this. So what if you're on a ship, right? This ship, and we have photographs of this happening or video. This ship bilocates into 5 ships with the same crew. They're all the same people, same crew, all on the same ship. What's that going to do to your psyche if you're locked into an identity? What if you hate yourself and then you see yourself, you know, on the other ship? What if you love yourself and you say, hey, what's going on? You know, it's like, talk about a reality check, you know? So we got to get beyond that thinking, that separation game thinking, and realize that time is different. Reality is different with them. And they can morph into 3 or 4 and then back to 1 again. And it doesn't take anything away from that original connection. So that's the best way I can explain it. We are multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum, and there are aspects of ourselves on the ships that are communicating with us. And some of us have projected our consciousness from these higher dimensions into this body here. It's like a fractal. Each fractal has the whole in it, has the ability to contact the whole or become the whole. Just as each individual can go within and connect with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse and become one with, you know, omnipresent mind, whatever you want to call it, the creator within all creation. It's that fits within that understanding. Like, you know, Buddha saying the whole universe is within you. It actually is when you go within and expand in awareness.
Hey, Xavier wants to know, when do you feel disclosure for the public is going to happen?
I think it's right around the corner. Okay, mainly because the pressure's on, you know, with the Israeli officials saying that, you know, we have contact, you know, Trump knows about it. America has contact. We have shared bases, and we have shared bases here on the earth. And we also are interacting with beings here on the earth that are still here that go all the way back to Egyptian or the days of Atlantis and things like that. The inner earth, you know, we have contact with these guys. We have contact with the Palladians. The Orion Council of Light are working very close, you know, with the Planetary Liberation Program with a lot of leaders and the Palladians as well. So that's happening as far as the public, when the public is, you know, learns to behave itself, you know, where they're not going to worship them or fear them or try to capture them and steal their technology or dissect them. You know, when we get past that and we get rid of the people that are in charge that would do things like that, that's when we're going to have contact. And I think it's in all the prophecies that eventually when the beast folds in on itself and consumes itself and dies, then we have the 1,000 years of peace, and then we reunite with the star nations. So that's part of the process, part of the prophecies. So, and it's getting closer and closer. I think it's real close.
So this is along the same lines. Monica wanted to know, will ET crafts be materializing more after the 21st conjunction? And what do you think will be happening as far as mass contact event when all the ships start decloaking?
Yeah, definitely the 21st really lit things up. There were so many people that participated in the 21st, you know, global meditations and healings. And I know there's a lot of adversity with this. A lot of people, they tried to stop it with the lockdowns, and you can only meet so many people. And they tried to shut down the one at Uluru. A lot of these things, they did their best to shut them down. But what they don't realize is that they can't shut these down. You know, even though they might have dispersed a gathering, most people just gathered anyway and did their own work and called in the energies, and the other beings were waiting for this. And so they came in. There's no way they can stop this. The event is so big, it's so huge. And the forces behind this are so great that, you know, as I said before, it's like standing in front of a tsunami and holding your hand out and saying, stop. You know, it's not going to work out very well for these guys. And, you know, it's massive. It's too big. It can't be stopped.
So it's Nicole's birthday. So if you'll give Nicole a shout out, or
Noelle. Yeah. So Noelle, happy birthday. And, you know, hope you have a great new year and you're living in total freedom and reaching your highest potential.
Glenn would like you to explain in a list or the order of the star nations colonization on Earth.
Okay, so the colonization of Earth as I know it, and this is a limited story because it's a very big story. From my understanding, the most ancient colonies that came here were the ancient Lyrians, and they're very tall beings. Some were up to 24 feet tall, and they were the bearded gods. And they went out and they colonized a lot of planets out there. And they came here and they did a lot of experimentation and things. And then they had some wars and pole shifts and problems and things like that. And so they did another attempt about 26,000 years ago and started that program. And it's good to understand that the Pleiadians and the Orion Council of Light and those groups are the descendants of the ancient Lyrians that left when they became kind of warlike and had a lot of problems, the peaceful ones, and the scientists left, and those are the Pleiadians. And they continued to evolve, and so they're very ancient, and they've evolved in a very loving, you know, way that was in harmony with universal law. And so some of the ancient Lyrians also took this path as well. And so it's a combination of the ancient Lyrians. And so what happened was the Atlantis and Lemuria was about the third attempt of colonization. And as we know, they split, and those that worship technology and power over others, and they wanted to control and dominate everybody through technology, they pretty much crashed the system. And then the pole shifts came and the great floods and a real mess. And a lot of those went inward. They went, they found refuge in some massive underground facilities and caverns and caves and things like that, and continued on. And a lot of your inner earth, there's already beings there, and they joined them as well. There are beings in there that are etheric. Elven beings are there. They're in charge of the doors, the great doors that open and ships fly in and out of them. Here at Mount Adams and in the Tetons, also the Bermuda Triangle is a great door that opens. There's so many different colonization programs, but when the Atlantean and the Lemurian colonies were established, other beings came in from other systems too. So we're just a big genetic soup down here of a lot of different races, a lot of star nations. And there was a man developing here naturally called the Denisovian man in Australia. And the Lyrians came and landed there and started tinkering with this guy and creating hybrids and things like that. And that continued, you know, for quite a while. So the Aboriginal people are the original people, and they've been jumped up genetically, a lot of them, you know, which is... that's the real story. And it's all written in stone at Gosford Glyphs in Australia. The original, the oldest colonies are in Australia. And from there, they went to Africa. The breastplates and the gold of the pharaohs came from Ballarat in Australia. So it's a lot older story going on than we've been told. The history books, they've only told us part of the story, but it's much older and it goes back a lot further. So I hope that answers that question.
Yeah. Have you had contact with inner earth beings?
Yeah, as far as contact with inner earth beings, we've had a lot of contact with them. And again, they open the great doors, the light doors. And when these doors open, there'll be a massive rock face there. And all of a sudden this rock face just opens up by a G-force and the light spinning. And all of a sudden it swirls and it opens up and there's a huge light door there and ships come in and out. And then they close the door and all there is a rock face. There's nothing there. And this happens in a lot of places. There's other places like in Tibet and other places where they know certain caves they can go into and connect with the beings on the inner earth. They're very peaceful. They're very loving. They're extremely advanced. They have their ships. The elven beings have their ships. There's inner ships, the ancient Atlanteans and Lemurians that went underground there. They have their technologies. They continue to evolve peacefully. There's a lot of different beings. There's giants, very tall beings that wear robes. There's some really bizarre, smaller beings walking around down there that look really different, very powerful in consciousness. They have their oceans. Their oceans are connected to our oceans. You know, our mountains go as far as they go up, they go down and they go into the interior. So there's all kinds, it's like a giant honeycomb. There's all kinds of pockets and civilizations within the earth, but most of them don't interact with us because, you know, we're pretty barbaric. You know, we you know, we try to subdue whatever we don't understand and whatever we can't conquer, you know, we see as a threat, you know, so they, for now, they're keeping their distance, but they will be coming out.
Jenna would like to know what went down in Nashville. Is that a black hat operation or a white hat?
Yeah, Nashville, that's an interesting one. I was out plowing snow and digging. So I just found out about that. There are some very interesting ties there. Supposedly a lot of the servers were stored right next in one of those buildings. All right, those are some of the rumors. I don't know if that's true or not. That they may have had to do something like that so they could go in and move them again and make sure nobody found out how bad the fraud was. There's a lot of different reasons why that might have occurred. There's major telecommunications center there. A lot of different reasons. And so I haven't had a chance to look into that, but I have heard some rumors and things that would tie things together. And I'll do some more research and find out more about that.
So Cassandra said Barry Everson talked about Schiff's arrest.
Hmm.
Adam Schiff's?
Yeah, the shift. Shift hit the fan.
Did he shift his pants?
Yeah, he probably shifted his pants on that one. But, I heard about that, and I heard there was something like 25 police officers involved, Californians and FBI. And that's what the stories are going around town. I can't believe they didn't arrest him like years ago. Like the guy is just so creepy and dirty and evil, you know, and not to get in judgment, but basically that's God expressing itself as a very evil, creepy person and choosing that path. But I'd really hope so. I think there's a lot more arrests going to be following very soon. And these people are heavily involved with, you know, you're probably going to hear they're arrested for China or espionage or selling something. You know, probably hear that. But when you go down the rabbit hole, it's much, much darker than that. It goes into pure evil, some of the things these people are doing.
This is a question about the V word that shut us down last time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe I can't say that.
Yeah, so is the purpose of the V to shut our receptions down for the incoming energies?
Yeah, the V word. We can't say the V word because we got hacked so bad after talking about that. But even talking about probably get us hacked again or shut down, but there's multiple reasons behind this. There's different stories. I'm really hoping they're saying that Trump actually put his people on it and got rid of the really dangerous ones. But, you know, I really don't know. I know what the potential was, what a lot of them had in them. And a lot of them had a thing called Luciferase, which is really psycho. I mean, you know, you have a man who's a known eugenicist that is not even a doctor that's creating a vaccine, who said on TED Talks that vaccines will take care of the population problem. And you're going to get this shot in your arm. I mean, seriously, are you mad? You know, it's like, where's your common sense? There's other things in there. They have nanobots that are going to connect you to the cloud. Some of the vaccines, they have a lot of things they want to put in these vaccines. And some have the DNA of a male aborted fetus in there. You know, so a lot of Christians think about that one. You know, a lot of them have not just the thimerosal and the silver and all the other crap in them, and detergents, but, I think it's all going to come out that the origin of the vaccines and how there are other safe alternative things to do to take care of this. And the real problem is not the viruses, it's the people creating them. You know, we need to go and shut down the labs and hold those people accountable. You know, as I said before, just follow the money and look up the patents. You know, the patents are all there. You can't miss it. So look at who owns the patents for the viruses, for the test kits, for the vaccines and everything else. Look at who's making billions of dollars off of this. And that's going to give your answer right there, you know, basically. And it looks like that's all of our questions for today. What's that?
502.
What time are we quitting it?
525.
Ooh. Yeah, so we buzzed through this one. We don't have any more questions. We got through this one a little quicker because of all the craziness. But anyway, on that note, basically what I want to do is, this will probably be a little shorter show than others. You know, it's just a fix it show, trying to fix all the censorship and all the other things that went down. Also too, just know that, you know, this is part of the process. We expected this. We knew it was going to happen sooner or later. We're surprised we've gotten away with as much as we've gotten away with. But I really think that this is all going to turn around, and the people responsible for all these shenanigans are going to be held accountable. And they're already scurrying to cover their butts because they've been busted and they have all these lawsuits against them. And, you know, and so it's just a matter of time before new platforms, and we're already on other platforms, and we'll be moving things over there just in case. So, you know, don't worry about it. You know, to me, I'm not really worried about it. I knew it was coming. I knew it was part of the plan. And, you know, it's like a pressure cooker. Whenever you hold things down and try to put pressure on them, eventually it's going to blow up. And that's what truth does. And you're not going to be able to stop it. You know, it's going to come out. Just the more they try to stop it, the more it's going to come out. And just like this show, the more they try to censor it and shut it down, it's probably going to grow legs. And hopefully everybody who sees this show will just shoot it out to all your friends and, you know, let them know, just say, hey, this is one of the most censored hack shows there's ever been. And, you know, put it out with that note. But anyway, a lot of things are coming. It's going to be good in the long run. You know, America is going to rise up. We are going to maintain our freedoms. And a lot of the things that we had no idea of are all coming to the surface for everybody to see and correct. And it's happening on every level, not just the political. It's happening in the religious institutions, our own lives as well. Everything within our own life that needs to be healed or corrected is coming up. So it's massive. There's no way of stopping it, and it's going to get stronger exponentially as we continue. And it's probably beginning even before that, but the central suns are connected to all the other suns, and our sun is connected to that. And the energies coming in from there are conscious. The light has consciousness within it. And so we're getting massive coronal mass ejections, solar flares. The sun is reacting to us moving through a highly energized place in space. Right now, the volcanoes and earthquake activity is off the scale. There's volcanoes popping everywhere. That's part of it. The Earth is expanding, and she's going to continue to do so. And we need to pay attention to where we live, where we are, and set ourselves up so we're a little more self-sufficient. So if things do go down, we're fine, you know. And there probably will be a blackout. The internet will probably go down. I'm sure the grid will go down unless we can bring in the new technologies that aren't going to be sensitive to magnetic anomalies and solar flares and things like that. But we have that technology now. We have to bring it out if we are going to continue as a civilization. And the new med beds and the energy frequency medicines and all of that stuff is, I feel a lot of that's going to come out. It's just around the corner. And, you know, we will zap any of these viruses and with a flick of a switch and not worry about it. We've had that technology for a long time. Rife technology would sterilize everything within 50 miles, you know, some of his stuff. So if you have the right antenna. So we have the ability to correct all this. The problem is that there's war and disease profiteers that have to be moved out of the way, and that's where most of our problems are coming from. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. So, you know, everybody, just keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and get into creationary mind. Start creating the world you want to see versus reacting to all the nonsense they're throwing at you through the lamestream media and social media. And get out in nature as much as you can and do your own clearing work, your own healing work, and go within. You know, the real power has always been internal. It's never been external. So that's where your power comes from. So go within. So anyway, have a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and whatever else you're enjoying and experiencing, have fun. Good night.